Months of ESPN. Till his daddy told him, son, that's the end of your vacation. Go get a job, or we're gonna charge you rent. So Russell got a job, got fired that same day. A cashier he wasn't meant to be. Well, he went back to the couch, turned on the race, and he said, hot damn, now there's the job for me. So Russell got a loan and went to NASCAR school, where the future NASCAR drivers learn the one big NASCAR rule. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. This ain't rocket science, you can learn it in one day. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. It's just like brain surgery, if you take the brain away. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Drive round and round and round and round and later you get paid. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Drive round and round and round and round and later you get lots of money. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. This ain't English lit, you don't gotta write a thesis. But if you make a wrong turn, you're going right to Jesus. So go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. Go straight, take a left, go straight, take a left, go straight. I think I hit the wall. I'm on fire.
Wait for the bell to ring, gotta get out of this class. Everybody waiting in the parking lot, gonna chip in for some gas. We'll take a run, run, run down to Hunter's Point when we get out of school. Cause reading and writing and racing is our golden rule. She's gonna punk us each and everyone.
got a new black super stock, the mill's a 426.
Cheater, cheater.
Torsioned up six in front, low and back with cheater slicks.
Cheater, cheater.
It's got a beefed up automatic and it blows off the sticks. When I power break it up, I don't spin with my slicks.
Cheater, cheater.
Jesus. They're two big black beauties and when it's wet they spin. On a real dry highway, they really start to digging in.
Cheater, cheater.
Now I never start to panic when I smell the butyl burn, cause my flicks are digging in and I really start to turn.
Cheater, cheater.
Turn on, baby. And when it's wet, they spin.
Cheater, cheater.
On a real dry highway, they really start to dig it in.
Cheater, cheater.
Now I never start to panic when I smell the butyl burn, cause my slicks are digging in and I really start to turn. Turn on, baby. They're always telling me I'm cheating. Next thing I know, they'll say cheaters never win. That's why you're two car lengths behind me. And I never stop going.
Now me and my wife and my brother Joe took off in a Ford from San Pedro. We hadn't much gas, the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Now along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like white folks might. When a murky behind, he blinked his lights, he honked his horn and he flew out of sight. We had twin pots in the Columbia, but you people may think that I'm in a rut. But to you folks who don't dig the jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made grease spots out of many good town and left the cops' heads spinning round and around. They wouldn't chase, they'd run in the hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now we were Ford men and we likely knew that we would race until something blew, and we thought it over, now wouldn't you? I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she had died. We left streaks through towns about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Brother was pale, he said he was sick, he said he was just a nervous wreck. But why should I worry, for what the heck? Me and that Murky was still neck and neck. Now on through the deserts we did glide, a flying low and a flying wide. Me and that Murky was taking a ride, and we stayed exactly side by side. In my mirror and I saw something coming. I thought it was a plane, but the way it was a running, it was a humming along at a turbo pace, and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way. The guy in the Mercury had nothing to say, for it was a kid in a hopped up Model A.
Time with nothing to do, not much on my mind. I saw a bunch of cars lined two in a row, all going into a stock car show. I pulled up short, wheeled right in, I got myself a seat, and the race began. They started with a roar, others with a rattle. I knew right then there was gonna be a battle. Everyone was doing fine when they hit the end. The driver in front went into a spin. The next car took the lead in no time at all, but that's as far as he got because he hit the crash wall. They spin in, spin out, run round and round. In again, out again, upside down. I ate all my popcorn and most of the sack, watching these drivers burn up the track. Who's gonna win? Well, I don't know, but I'm having a good time at the stock car show. They're trying to win a trophy large and small. They want the trophy given blonde and tall. Down in front, here comes the winner. He won a tank of gas and two chicken dinners. Boy, oh boy, am I having fun? They just announced that the tow truck won.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
My little Molly, you're sure growing up. Seems only yesterday that you were just a pup.
A young man is calling, he should be on his way. When he comes to meet me, I can hear you say,
don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
Hey there, Dad. Start getting cool. I don't dig dating when you went to school.
It's the middle of summer, and I'm anything but cool. I want to meet this hot rock and tell him the rule.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
Everything is ready for your young man to call. The mare's all harnessed to the buggy and all.
I can hear him say, hop in my lass. This rig is the end, but where do you put the gas?
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad. How can you whisper sweet love words when you can't hear nothing that's said?
I love to hear the clop of old Dobbin's feet.
I love to hear twin pipes roaring down the street.
Don't start courting in a hot rod, but in a buggy like your mom and dad.
Down by the drag strip, one bright and sunny day, we were waiting for our turn to race, pass the time away. When suddenly this peaceful scene was shattered by a blast. The hottest tub we'd ever seen came tearing down the track.
Well, it was little Granny Wilson, as sweet as she could be, burning up that quarter mile and tearing up her wheels. But she was revving up her engine, she always wore a smile, six grease up on her face and a twinkle in her eye, eye, eye.
Tell them, Granny girl, you all have seen my car. I built it all myself, went down and bought some racing parts. I didn't need no help. But don't be fooled, you young'uns, you'll really be surprised. This bomb of mine will go so fast you won't believe your eyes.
Well, it was little Granny Wilson, as sweet as she could be, burning up that quarter mile and tearing up her wheels. But she was revving up her engine, she always wore a smile, streaks of grease upon her face and a twinkle in her eye, 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 eye.
Tell them, Granny girl, I like to knit and sew, and once in a while I bake. But usually of an evening, I stay home lifting weights. My favorite hop is racing, no, so get yourself all set. My left foot moves like lightning, and my right foot moves like lead.
Well, it was little Granny Wilson, as sweet as she could be, burning up that quarter mile and tearing up her wheels. Well, she was revving up her engine, she always wore a smile, streaks of grease upon her face and a twinkle in her eye, 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 eye.
Introducing Rock Thornberry, race car driver.
Now,
The deuce I drive, it ain't no dog, it'll really up and fly. And I thought old Granny'd look at it, and she wouldn't even try. But when the checkered flag went down, I started down the track. That's all I saw was smoke and sparks and Granny looking back.
Well, it was little Granny Wilson, as sweet as she could be, burning up that quarter mile and tearing up her wheels. Well, she was revving up her engine, she always wore a smile. 6 degrees up on her face and a twinkle in her eye.
Taken third and second, and was heading for first place. I was in my glory, and the hot rod was having her day. When sakes alive, from neath the hood, I heard the hot rod say, "Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? And will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? And when you haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent, will you love me when I am a total wreck? Will you love me when my vacuum pump is empty? Will you love me when my rear end's worn and torn? Will you love me when my rim rod's old and rusty? Will you love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? And when the junk man says no use and my nuts and bolts are loose, will you love me when I am a total wreck?
My brother Joe are back home safe in San Pedro. My tires wore out, my gas is low, and my doggone Ford just barely go. My twin pipes are busted, I'm really in a rut. One carburetor's leaking and the other one's stuck. My overdrive's slipping, it won't stay in place. My oil seat's dripping, I have a busted crankcase. The top is torn, it sure does leak, and the springs are sticking up through the seat. The wind blew in and chilled my bride, but me and that Mercury stayed side to side. Now she rattles and smokes like an old diesel truck. I made it home, though I guess it was luck, cause my bearings were busted, my radiator too, and my fan belt was broke right half in two. Brother's still pale, my wife's still sick, my old Ford's nothing but a wreck, but I don't worry for what the heck, me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. A Ford's a good car and mighty fast too, but this one is shot and there's nothing to do, so I thought it over and here's what I'll do, I'm gonna trade it off, now wouldn't you? The guy that gets it, he's gonna be sore and he won't like me anymore. But why should I worry for what the heck? Me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. But we had a good race and I'll remember the day that me and that Mercury went out to play. And there's one more thing I'd like to say. Don't try to beat a kid in a hopped up Model A.
Sinners traveling away from God, and they traveled in a thing they called an old hot rod. In this car that was plumb full of sin, there was two mean women and two mean men, and the Lord, he didn't like it.
The Lord, he didn't like it.
No, the Lord, he didn't like it.
The Lord, he didn't like it.
No, the Lord, he didn't like it. take you to town. Now I sped around the curve where he sat dead in. There sat the devil with a great big grin. The devil grabbed the car and he gave it a shake, and they all prayed to God for just one little break. But the Lord, he didn't hear him.
The Lord, he didn't hear him.
No, the Lord, he didn't hear him.
The Lord, he didn't hear him.
No, the Lord, he didn't hear him. He didn't heed the drunkard's call. It was only a dream. He got out of bed, he got down on his knees, and he begged the Lord, forgive me please. And the Lord, he heard him.
The Lord, he heard him.
Yes, the Lord, he heard him.
The Lord, he heard him.
Yes, the Lord, he heard him. He heard that drunkard's call.
Alrighty, I believe we are underway. Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. This one is a Hot Rod edition, finishing what we started last week. I have a truckload of car songs, so be prepared for more. We started with the patron saints of car songs, Beach Boys, and Our Car Club. Go Straight, Take a Left was Steve Gotti. Subtitle, the NASCAR song. We have another NASCAR song coming later. Reading, Writing, and Racing was the Superstocks. Superstocks were the project of a guy named Gary Usher. Gary was responsible for all kinds of stuff. The 60s are littered with Gary Usher products. He was a early collaborator with Brian Wilson on songs like In My Room and 409 and The Lonely Sea and a whole bunch of others. Eventually wound up running afoul of Papa Murray. And that pretty much put the kibosh on that. But he went on to do all kinds of other production for people like the Byrds, the Peanut Butter Conspiracy, Sagittarius, and he produced the first Fire Sign Theater record. Imagine that, as well as having a whole bunch of other side projects that we may never know about. We heard from the Surfer Girls and Dragon Wagon, the Four Speeds, also known as the Hondells, and that was Cheater Slicks. Hot Rod Race, number one. There's five of them all together. You will hear them all. This one written by George Wilson in 1951, performed here by Archie Shibley. Yes, Archie Shibley. And like I said, there's four more. We'll get to them. Stock Car Boogie was also known as the Hardtop Race by Merrill E. Moore from 1953. Tennessee Ernie Ford and Molly B., Don't Start Courtin' in a Hot Rod from 1953. Granny Wilson was the Aquaman. The Pioneers, a Christian band. Unable to dig up anything reliable on them, but this was Rat Rod, and we'll be hearing from them again. We heard from Ronnie and the Daytonas, the antique 32 Studebaker Dictator Coupe. I know you all had one of those in your life. Hot Rod Wreck was the Warren Brothers. And then Archie Shibley back again with Hot Rod Race number two. And then Johnny Taylor from 1955. I'm sorry, Johnny Tyler. There is a Johnny Taylor. We don't want to confuse them. Johnny Tyler from 1955, The Devil's Hot Rod. And then an American original, Bo Diddley. Yes, right. And a Road Runner. So I see that the yellow flag is being rescinded and we are set to resume. So I'll be back for in a few minutes. You watch. It'll be sooner than you think.
Gotta be classy. I gotta get in that certain track. Watching all the time.
Everybody hit the road, have some fun now.
Ooh, that car is just great. No other car in the world is greater than his car. So I'm sure, because that's his car. That's why.
My wife and my brother Joe were home asleep in San Pedro. When the doorbell rang and I run to the door, there stood a cop and he sure was sore. You're under arrest, you're going to the clink for reckless driving and raising such a stink. So grab your hat and hurry too, the judge wants to have a little talk with you. Put me in the wagon and locked the door. I thought I'd never see my wife no more. The cops finally got me, but what the heck? Me and the Mercury stayed neck and neck. We got to the station and he took me inside. The cop, he told me, was the end of the ride. We went down the hall and opened the door and there stood the judge in the middle of the floor. My driver license and all my money too, and said 6 months I'm giving to you. But I don't care for what the heck, me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. Now I'm sitting in my cell all broken hearted, and the 6 months has barely started. But I'm not the only one that's feeling blue, cause the guy that drove the Mercury's in here too. Cops are still looking both night and day for the kid in the hopped up Model A. They say they'll catch him, but I don't think it's so, cause that Model A can fairly go. Now I'll be out of here some of these days, and I'll hunt the kid in the Model A, and he'll be the one who'll have to pray, cause I'm gonna get me a hopped up Model A.
Bye, 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 yikes! South Carolina, near a dirt track, there's a shrine erected to the memory of a little old friend of mine. A natural-born dirt dauber, car racing was his game. He rolled old number 7, Fireball was his name. With the makings of a honker and a roll of bale wire, he tied his hopes together and just set them tracks on fire. 350 on the hood, a big 7 on each door. In his heart, a will to win and his right foot on the floor. His motto was a simple one, stand on it. And Colonel F, if someone's gotta beat you, make him run. All he knew was go or blow and always lead the rest. Fireball rolled the 7 and he won. He took the world 600, the old Atlanta 5. Bristol, Richmond, Nashville, Daytona, what a ride. The hot dogs waited on him. They draft, charred, and swept. But Fireball rolled a 7. The kind is hard to get. He had the pole at Darlington. He won it off the rail. And he run away at Charlotte. Ooh, 600 miles of hell. A slingshot sold up Petty. He was out in front real fast. A checkered flag was in the bag. Nobody would get past. He was flat out in that back chute, only 3 laps from the start, when he saw a yellow bumper cross up and come apart. A rookie and a shaker, running scared and lost it all. A hush fell on that crowd, number 7 took the wall. His old skidlet hangs in the hall, the little charger's gone, to save a friendly lady on the line. His old poncho is rusting down, but his memory still lives on. Fireball rolls a 7 every time. Fireball rolls a 7 every time.
Janine Medale, Darryl Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Olsen, Bale, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darryl Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Olsen, Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. And oh, when Mama bought off a Jeff Bodine. The Winston Cup people said the boy's too young till a qualified second at Darlington. How in the world could a 9-year-old child hit 197 in a time trial? The man said Mama ought to be ashamed. But by the way, son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darryl Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Olsen, Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I got a Toys R Us sponsor and a new pit crew. Daytona loves little 52. The junior high school girls are all cheering for me. I'm out there intimidating number 3. But I ain't got room on my cards or my caps or the helmet I'm driving with. To write Dale, Darryl Waltrip, Richard Petty, Rusty Olsen, Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr.
Hot Rod Henry.
Hot Rod Henry.
He's got the hottest racer
rod man.
That's why the gals all yell the yell for Hot Rod Henry Brown.
Hot Rod Henry.
Oh, one on the left, two a left, three a left, four. Five a left, six a left, seven left, more. Seven left, eight left, nine left, ten. Why is that Hot Rod Henry in the lead again? The driver's seat, this boy is so all sweet and cool.
He's still Hot Rod Henry.
Yes, in the driver's seat, this boy is so all sweet and cool.
He's still Hot Rod Henry.
He's got those real gone goggles and the craziest mixed up
Henry.
I said, oh, one a left, two a left, three a left, four. Five a left, six a left, seven left, more. Seven left, eight left, nine left, ten. Well, if that Hot Rod Henry ain't done one net again. So if you see a fella in the uptown bar who's got a dressed up chicken and a stripped down car, and when he's standing still, he's still the fastest man in town.
Hot Rod Henry.
Well, you can bet your hat the cat is Hot Rod Henry Brown.
Hot Rod Henry.
A hot rod. Hot Rod Henry Brown.
Hot Rod
Henry.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car boy. He ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy. He the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight. It's easy money on the bank. Compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy. He too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. So cool at racing fool, he don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. Then you ought to hit him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. We'll be right back.
never miss a shift but my baby wins. She never gets her hugging as I cruise down the street, and this is what she says to me. I said, four on the four, no, four on the four. I'm gonna love you now. Yeah, four on the four, it makes me four. I'm gonna love you now. Four on the four with a big chrome stick. It turns on the guys, but it works behind chicks. And now I gotta sell it and it makes me sick. But this is what she says to me. I said, four on the four, four on the four. I'm gonna look now on the four. Yeah, four on the four, really makes me four. I got an automatic just to get some hugging. There's no more dragging, but guaranteed to love it. Now this is what she says to me. I said, four on a four, four on a four. I'm never gonna leave you now. Well, you had your kids when you had your score. I'm never gonna leave you now. Hold my stick, I couldn't stand a boogie. There's no more dragging, but guaranteed to love it. Now this is what she says to me. I put it in the second gear and start to go. Watch so the cat when you're starting to go. The first gear dropping in a second and a two. And I watch them all run right up your two. You're going.
My wheels are spinning and I got a big load. Low gear, high gear, all the way down. Look out, mother, we're coming to town. There ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Put the chains on, mother, there's ice in the middle of the road. Well, the wheels are spinning, lost all of my tread, cause the road's as slick as a bald man's head. My gears are dragging and my lights won't burn. The road's so slick I can't make that turn. There ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Put the chains on, mother, there's ice in the middle of the road. Thank you. dragging and my horn won't blow. The man behind me saying, go, Dad, go. Left, turn right to the middle. When you drive this truck, you can't play no fiddler. Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Put the chains on, mother, there's ice in the middle of the road. My baby gets some hugging and kissing. This truck won't run, just a hitting and a missing. Spring just broke and the tires are a flapping, just a rolling along. Ain't nothing a happening, ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Put the chains on, mother, there's ice in the middle of the road.
The guy and his brother Joe, who took off their Ford from San Pedro, and how they raced through deserts wide with a Mercury that stayed right by the side. Now I'm the guy who was in that Merc, and I'm calling myself all kinds of a jerk for ever trying that kind of a race. I might have known I'd lose my face. Straight and the road was wide, and me and that Ford stayed side by side. I stuck through him through thick and thin, but I knew all the time I'd risk my skin. When they hopped up Model A, flew up past, I wondered then how long it would last. But I didn't have too long to wait to see what would happen to learn my fate. Cops' heads who spun in fright got on their bikes and took to flight. They came up behind me with a siren blast, and I knew right then my fun had passed. The guy in the Ford kept racing on. He was trying to catch that son of a gun who was driving that hot rod Model A, but I didn't have a thing to say. Sitting here alone in the clink with plenty of time to wonder and think. I paced the floor, I fume and fret, I don't even have a cigarette. Oh, why did I ever get in that race to end up here in this awful place? Should have had more sense is all I can say. Don't ever race with a kid in a hopped-up Model A.
Thank you.
All right. I see the checkered flag up ahead, so we're rolling in. All right, so we finished off with a bunch of stuff. We started the set with the Ranch Girls and the Ragtime Wranglers from the Netherlands. That was Hot Rod. You may remember that by the Collins Kids. A classic, yes, a classic, I say so. After that, Marie and the Papaya Girls, Hot Rod City, the Hot Rod Race number 3 from our friend Arkley Shibley. We're old pals by now. That one was subtitled Arky Meets the Judge. Emmy Lou and the Rhythm Boys, we heard from them last week. I specifically invited them back this week. And that was Fireball Roberts, and Fireball Roll to 7 was Dave Dudley for Fireball Roberts, one of the first really great NASCAR racers. Died as a result of a track accident, smashed up, car burst into flames, he was burned over 80% of his body, survived 6 very painful weeks before he died, and his legacy is that his death led to a lot of safety features and precautions, etc., and he's still regarded as one of the best ever. Not that I know anything about NASCAR, but that's what they tell me. The NASCAR song, that was Tim Wilson, Lola Dee, and I believe Thurl Ravenscroft, that was Hot Rod Henry. Rapid Roy, the Stock Car Boy, was Jim Croce. The Satellite 5, Parramatta Hot Rod Man. Parramatta is in Australia, so they're crazy down there too, as you might suspect. I think you already knew that. Back to the Superstocks and Gary Escher 4 on the floor. Me and My Lord in My Hot Rod Ford was the Christian Pioneers. Roy Hogshead and the Rainbow Riders from 1953. Ain't a Bump in the Road. Followed by Volume 4 of Arkley Shibley's Hot Rod Race Saga. That one was subtitled Guy in the Mercury. And then we heard from John Fogarty and Brad Paisley, Hot Rod Heart. I saw John Fogarty about a year ago here in Bangor when I first arrived, and he kicked ass. Go get him, John. He can still do it. So, all right, so we got part 5 of Arky Shibley's thing, subtitled Kid in the Model A, coming up, as well as something related that actually qualifies as an answer song. A lot of these Hot Rod songs are answer songs. I think the Arky Shibley stuff might be answers. All these Hot Rod Lincoln and stuff, so... we may find them in a future edition of Answer Song Theater. In the meantime, stop in next week. We'll have a wild card edition for you, a grab bag, and et cetera, et cetera. Have a good week. I'll see you then.
From the hot rod race, the one that the cop wouldn't even chase. I didn't think they'd get so hot. I was just driving along in my hopped up pod. When I saw two cars on the road ahead, racing like mad, to myself I said, I'll have some fun and passing by far. They think they're so hot in a brand new car. More, I'll push the foot feet to the floor. I'll show those guys who's in top place, I'll really give them a hot rod race. I've been a little further over the wheel and felt the floorboard beneath my heel. I heard the sudden roar of my old exhaust pipe. I knew right then the race did fight. Behind them and give them a blast to let them know I was about to pass, but they didn't budge in their wild mad ride. They stayed ahead and were side to side. So I took to the disc to get by the flight. I scattered sand to the left and sand to the right. It didn't even slow their speed. My Model A has what I need. I've got us back to a normal pace. I got her by without a spill. Oh boy, it was quite a thrill. If you ever get mad at a hot rod kid, remember the things that once you did when you were young, carefree and gay, and had a hop up Model A.
They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the Hot Rod Lincoln. Because he was half in the Hot Rod race, the Hot Rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians as our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped-up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, "Here I am." Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should have seen but the Hot Rod Cat? Boarded a missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Before the hatch was shut on his channel rod, I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, "Don't stand too close on a throttler back, man, this rod is mean, like there ain't no slack." When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off, he was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket red. He pushed the button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Past old Jupiter, headed for Mars, clipping them off up there in the stars, coming up fast, away out in space, like man, they was having a rocket race. The kid never frowned in an honest race, as long as it was done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip, because there was no speed limit on this trip. The cat from the Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off of his course. Heading for the sun was good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He's over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had to turn it about. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is going to rule the sky. Now this is not the end of this here race, because that Hot Rod Cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That Hot Rod Cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.